Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Brenda, you remember this? Brenda's going to be teaching us tonight on worship and praise. No, I'm joking. Why don't y'all praise the Lord? Just stand up right where you are. We're going to do this right, or we're not going to do it at all. Is that all right? That's my rule. You know, we can just pray or just, amen, do something else. Amen? But God is good, isn't he? Somebody say, he's good. I tell you what, why don't we do this real quick as we start this, you know, because we can do anything in foolishness, or we can do it with wisdom. So what I want you to do is I want you, somebody to get Psalm chapter 134, verse 2. One person get that. Another person get 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Rex, give me Psalm chapter 47, verse 1. All right, now I want somebody that's got great faith like Benita that can read real loud to give me Psalm 149, verse 3. Somebody give me Psalm 150, verse 4, Benita. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now, to bet you, Olga, you can read Psalm chapter 35, verse 27. When I call on your verse, you're going to have to walk real fast and read out loud for us. Is that all right? So we can all hear it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Benita, you want one to read? Huh? Yeah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. 35, was it right after you? I guess it was Psalm 35, verse 27 for Brenda. All right. Benita, why don't you give me Psalm chapter 95, verse 6. And why don't you start? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Does everybody have one? Olga, you forgot which one I gave you. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Did I give you, let's see. Ooh, I must have given you the one I gave to Sister Brenda. So you can have that one. Psalm chapter, tell her which one it was. Okay, Brent, I got a good one for you, dear. Why don't you read up? Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Now, why don't you just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a bit? And I want you to come on up and read. Amen for me. Amen. Because I think we just do things and never really think about it. And that's no fun. We just stand in here for, they sing songs in preschool, but they worship God in church. And we're going to have to study this until we get it right, amen? Because we settle for less so often. So who did I tell to read Psalm, let's see, I told somebody to read Psalm 95, verse 1. Who was that? Okay, is that you, Benita? Come on up. And read it real, you got to walk real fast and read it with boldness. Why don't y'all sit down? Y'all going to learn something, amen? So I say, well, when are we going to start singing? That's the problem. We just sing. Get that microphone for her and you hold the mic for him, Chris. And I think people just get confused. And you know what? I really don't like that. You know, I like it when we worship God. And when we don't worship God, it's obviously because we just haven't studied it. So I want you to read that verse for me, Benita.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Read that again.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. Who's got Psalm 95, verse 6? 95, verse 6. And if you don't, also the one that has Psalm 134, verse 2. Why don't you start moving? Psalm 134, verse 2. And Psalm 47, verse 1. Who's got Psalm 47, verse 1? Okay. Okay, just grab a Bible and move this way. Amen. Come on, you people. See, y'all are used to just looking up here and letting people do it for you. Amen. What's your verse, brother? Yeah, what's yours, brother?
47, verse 1. Yes. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
Everybody say what? Shout to God with the voice of triumph. So isn't it a good thing to shout to God with the voice of triumph? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Who's got Psalm 150, verse 4? If you don't have it, get it and move up this way. Tell you what, if you have a verse, why don't you get in line up here so we can hear those verses that you have.
Demons, they will speak in new tongues.
Somebody say hallelujah. Come on now. Which Olga's got one? Amen.
Psalms 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that the favor of my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
I think we've heard let's shout about 3 times, didn't we? You didn't know that was how many times you go to church and you hear people shout. You don't hear that too often when the Bible tells us to do it, didn't it? So often the things that we do in church, you never read in the Bible, say, just sit there and look stupid. God is good. Doesn't say that, does it? Sit there and watch everybody. Watch the people praise God for he's good. Doesn't say that, does it? Tells you to do something. Read it, Brother X.
Chris can read 1.91. That's your Chris, 1.91.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints.
Psalm 134, verse 2 says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Somebody say it's good to lift up your hands in God's sanctuary. Say that tonight, amen. We're here to worship God. We're not going to play games with people anymore, amen. We're here every Friday night to love Jesus, amen. That's the most important thing. So we're going to pump you in the word so you know, so that you start to worship God biblically. Somebody say amen. So Psalm 134, why don't you go there? Psalm 134, verse 2, it says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Amen. Therefore, I desire that all men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And then again in Psalm verse 35, 27, it says, let them shout for joy and be glad. Why don't you stand up right where you are as they bring down the lights? How many of you are ready to worship God and praise God in a biblical way? Somebody say hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, can't nobody do it for you? Tell them, can't nobody do it for you? Amen. Tell them, can't nobody praise God? You better get this thing up here the way it's supposed to be. Might have to help me. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, can't nobody praise God for you? You got to do it for yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. So I want you to practice all those ways of worship. Amen. And start to study about worship and just start to do it. Look at somebody saying, just start to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, what is he doing? The Bible says to lead them into worship, not to drive them, but to lead them. Amen. Because worship's good for you. Amen. Somebody say holla. How many of you here to get something? Anybody here to get anything tonight? Amen. We're here to give you something if you're here to get something. Prepare yourself to worship. 35. Praise right where you are. Hallelujah. Just start to give him a hand clap right where you are. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated right where you are. Somebody say, hallelujah. Worship is a very serious thing, and if we can't do it with absolute excellence, we're not going to do it at all. Somebody say hallelujah. Turn your lights on. Thank you, Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. And we'll just go right on to the next section. Brother Jesse, you may receive tonight's offering.
All right, let's stand up. Hallelujah. If you have your offering ready, just lift it up. If not, take this time and prepare in your heart as to what you should do. This is between you and God. This is an act of praise and worship unto God. And true worship, worshiping in spirit and in truth, means that you submit yourself to God, and God is greater, and there's nothing that you have that doesn't belong to God. If you have anything in your life, financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, anything in your life that doesn't belong to God, then you aren't wholly devoted to God. So an offering is a time where you remind yourself how devoted you are to God by yielding your finances to Him. That's a difficult area for a lot of people, and it's an act of obedience. And as you do that, there are certain blessings that come about in your life as you yield yourself to God. So in this time, I want you to prepare your offering. And in your heart, I want you to just think about things in your life that you might be holding on to and yield those things to God. Don't hold back. I talked about, and Pastor Rod talked about on Wednesday, about coming in praising God. And to not do that, that's holding something back. You know, sometimes we worry about what other people think. Sometimes we don't see with our natural eyes other people doing it, and we want to follow other people rather than God. Those things will mess you up. Following God means you hear the voice on the inside, and you don't care what your natural eyes perceive. You go for it. How many of you want to go for it? Amen? Amen? You want to go for it? Do you want to be bound by the elements of this world, by the rudiments of this world? Or do you want to go for it? Do you want to walk beyond what we see? Do you want to walk in the natural or the supernatural? I want to encourage you to start to go for it. Don't wait to see it. Do it before you see it. Then somebody else will see it because you're doing it, and they'll catch on. Amen? I want you to get your seed and lift it in the air. I pray that it's what God's required of you. That's between you and God. But as you do what God requires, blessings will start to come in your life. And let me tell you, if you're not tithing, you're not doing what God requires. If all you're doing is tithing, you're not doing what God requires. So be open, but realize that God requires a tithe and it requires offerings. So you got to go above and beyond the bare minimum. The Bible says, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. I used to be one that sows sparingly, and guess what? I reaped very sparingly. Boy, if it got real rough, I might get by. But as I learned not to worry about it and just sow whatever God said to sow, then God started to provide amazing things in my life, things I didn't deserve even ask for. So I want you to follow that example and not be worried about it. I want you to sow openly that you might receive all that God has for you, not just a little bit. If you're getting a little bit, chances are you're giving a little bit. And that's not me telling you to give more, but be open to God and raise that seed in the air. And I just want you to devote yourself to God with that and just open yourself up to the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you right now, Father, for this time of giving. And Lord, we just yield ourselves totally to you. We open up our accounts, our hearts, our lives. Everything that we have is yours, Father. So we open our ears to hear your voice, Lord, and we will obey in whatever area you call us to, Father. We don't withhold anything, but we let go. We're not conservative, but we let go, and we go for all that you have. We don't hold back, Father. We are active to do everything that you've called us to do, Father. Lord, I pray that you begin to speak your word, and we would obey and not just sit on it, Lord, like we do with our money sometimes, Lord, but that we would act on your word and act on giving and act on worship, Father. And I pray as people get an active Christianity, Father, that your blessings would overtake them. Lord, I pray that revelation begin to enlighten us, Father, that we would actively do all that you've called us to do to the best of our ability and to the best of your ability through us, Father. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may bring it up. Amen.
So I say, praise the Lord. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. How many believe in God? Amen. You give me a little bit here. How many believe in God? I'm going to ask that question again. Did we get a good participation? Amen. Amen. You got to learn to believe in God, not necessarily, amen, just individuals. And you got to take every meeting, amen, every encounter, every prayer service, every ministry, amen. We got to value that as something that only God can do. Let me say amen. And realize that it takes, you know, it's not just like we get in these things and say, well, what's going on? Isn't it easy just to sing a couple songs? Somebody say no. Everybody say no. It's not that easy to do, you know, everything that God would have you do. It takes a whole lot housing the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. To put forth a service, it's not just studying to find out what you're going to say. Amen. You got to be prepared in your mind. You got to be prepared in your spirit. You got to be prepared in your heart that the people's needs might be able to be met. And it's a whole lot that gets involved with that. Amen. To house the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it's not just necessarily the preacher. Everybody has a significant part, and it demands lifestyle. Somebody say lifestyle. To get a good Friday night service or to get a good Sunday morning service, it demands lifestyle that will produce that kind of anointing. It just doesn't kick in because somebody learned to play a keyboard. Amen? And all of those ingredients are really there, need to be there for God to get the needs of the people met. Amen? Some say corporate anointing. The Friday night anointing is a corporate anointing, and there are so many things involved to get that anointing manifest. Amen? Because, you know, you don't want just what I could do. You want what God can do. Somebody say amen? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. Amen. I'm going to do a couple of things, then we're just going to leave it alone. Somebody say hallelujah. How many are glad that God is in control? Amen. Amen. And we can, somebody say, and you can handle it when the Holy Ghost is in control. Amen. And what I realize is that it's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke. And not necessarily smooth shows, but smooth shows help that to happen. Amen? But it's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke of bondage and sets people free. And this is what we want you to get across in your spirit. Amen? He said, but my speech... Go to verse 4. I like this. Go to 2. I like verse 3 too. Man. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Somebody say, thank God for that. Paul told those people, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Why do you think he was like that? Somebody say, he was there in what? Reverence. He was there in reverence. And every once in a while, people can develop cockiness in the Spirit of God, thinking that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is based on them, their gifts, or just their talents. Amen. But we need to humble ourselves before the Lord and realize that it's God that does it. Somebody say, amen. And he said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. See, people want to look smart. So we say, amen. But your faith's not going to be able to stand with smart people. Amen. God wants your faith to be able, if you want to get something done in your life, you're going to have to get it done by faith. What is faith? Hearing God, believing God, and doing something about it. And many times our faith is not standing because all we're stuck with is somebody's opinion, something that man controls, amen, or is in charge of, the tight show that we can plan or whatever else happens, and we wonder why people aren't able to stand up in what God wants them to stand in. But it's God's heart that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power, somebody say the power of God. Is your faith standing in the power of God? Do you believe in the power of God? Amen. Are you believing in the power of God? Amen. Do you come in weakness? Or do you come in strong? When you come in the church, and I'm not talking about weak in attitude, but I'm talking about in spirit. I'm talking about going in there, humbling yourself before God. You know what? No other issues are going on. No other agendas are going on. You're not out there in pride. Somebody say amen. You're just glad to be there. Amen. You're coming in low. Amen. There's no objective. You're just so glad to hear whatever you can hear. So glad to do whatever God requires. You're just glad to be in the house. Somebody say, come in low. So God will bring you up. He said he came in weakness. I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. Somebody say reverence. We can take the things of God so lightly and miss out on God's best and wonder why things don't happen for us. So say amen. Or we can obey the Holy Ghost and go on with it. Amen. Our lives are being pulled, you know, doing what God wants us to do all day long. We say, well, what about the song service? Well, what about the song service? See, what about the song service? Sitting there working all week long, amen? Trying to get bills paid, trying to keep the lights on, trying to minister healing and put up with everything else. Somebody say, amen. When we add all those, and somebody said, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost too. All of those things are the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Then we get up here to worship. Everything's got to, somebody say, oh, it doesn't have to be, everything just needs to be just about right, amen? It's not God's will that we struggle through worship, that we struggle through praise. Amen. I'm not getting up there in the flesh, because that's not going to do anything but waste anybody's time. And if I can't get up there and lead that thing in the right spirit and the right heart, how dare I get up on that platform? You know, because I'm not just up there before you, I'm up there before God. And see, some people don't realize that.
Somebody say hallelujah. And every once in a while, there's some necessary things that need to take place before that can happen. We'll just get on to the teaching. Amen. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Look at somebody and say, God's. Now, I'm going to tell you what, I'll give you the word of God, but you've got to be glad about it. Amen. If you're not going to be glad about it, you just won't get it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place right now. And I'm feeling bold in the Lord. Bold and confident in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That he's able to cover all that stuff. Amen. Howbeit, we speak wisdom. Go back to verse 6. Among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of the world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Somebody say a mystery. So say wisdom of God in a mystery. Don't you know there's some stuff out there you don't know? Have you figured that out there, that there's some stuff out there that will change your life that you just don't know yet? And as soon as you get the revelation of it, you'll start to walk in it and things will start to happen for you. Look at somebody in the face and tell them, you don't know it all yet. Say, you haven't even got to the meat yet. And I don't care how long you've been hanging over here. There's some meat out there that you can grab a hold of and get some of it. Look at somebody and say, there's meat in the Word of God. How many are ready to get off a little bit of milk every now and then, amen, and get over to some meat? If some of y'all are hungry, I'm going to give you a piece of meat tonight if you want it. Amen. Amen. I found something out this morning. I've been reading this scripture many times over and over again. This is where I was reading that thing. And man, in my own head, I was just blown away. Thinking, my God, there's some revelation there that I hadn't figured out yet. That things start just to click. Started reading that whole chapter. You were excited about some of the stuff you heard in your Bible reading this morning too. But I started to get excited about this word because I said, man, if people would believe this, boy, they'd start to operate in a higher level. Sister Verna came to my office tonight and she said, man, I figured something out. Some of this stuff is starting to work. She said, not only in finances, but it's starting to work in the material area. I'm starting to apply my faith and God's starting to do it. And she was all excited about it. Somebody, you know that the preached word of God works for you. Shout about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the, somebody say, hidden wisdom. Everybody say it, hidden wisdom. See, there are certain things that are hidden in Jesus. There are certain things that are hidden from the mind of man that only the Spirit can pick up. That's why you got to go to the secret place of the Most High and get the hidden things. Somebody say hallelujah. Bless God, there it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So say, go to the secret place. Woo, glory. So we say, thank God for his grace and for his mercy. I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Amen. But I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Everybody say, hidden wisdom. A mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus. If they would have saw the hidden stuff, they wouldn't have made mistakes. So say, when you see hidden stuff, you don't crucify the anointing. When you see hidden stuff, you start to reverence the things of God. If they had saw the value, somebody say value, they would have picked it up real quick. Anybody ever seen valuable things that look cheap and thank God, you know, that they didn't catch it, but you knew exactly what it was, and you go out and bought it, and you found out the value. There's some junk out there. If you go to some flea markets, it looks like junk to everybody else, and they sell it for $4 and $5. Then they take it to a collectible place and look at that thing, and that thing is valued more than anything out there. Some say, why? Because you know the hidden secret. That's the way it is with some of the things of God. There's some Bible verses out there that look real cheap that we just skim right through. Amen? Somebody say hidden. But even as it is written, somebody say, I have not seen, nor ear have heard, the things which God have prepared for them that love him. That means your head doesn't know it, you have never heard it, and you have never seen it. But say, something down on the inside of you knows. Somebody say, hallelujah. I want to get to the point to where we let the spirit of revelation start to get a hold of us, to where we start to see those hidden things. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, well, you never know what the Lord is going to do. Ever heard that? Somebody say, hallelujah. Anybody say, but. Say it one more time, but. Say it one more time, but. This is for supernatural people. Somebody say, but again. But God hath revealed them unto us. Those things you hear us say all the time, eye has not seen nor ear hath heard. All this good stuff people are talking about. You can't see that stuff. You can't hear that stuff. I'm just talking about in the natural. But it's revealed. Somebody say hallelujah. If I want to talk to you about, teach a little bit tonight, I hope I can get it out. Somebody say, having the good on the inside revealed. Somebody say hallelujah. Revealing God's plan. Revealing God's miracle. Somebody say, there's something good on the inside of you. I have not seen nor ear hath heard, but God hath revealed it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, there's revelation. Hath revealed them unto us by the Spirit. Somebody say, thank God for that. Why do you think we're trying to get people to speak in tongues? Getting the Holy Ghost meeting and all this other stuff. Some say, when you get with God, God starts to reveal hidden things. I'm starting to understand what they were talking about. I didn't understand it, but I respected those men that have been out there for a long time. Brother Oral Roberts said, you know, everything that I got from God, I prayed it in tongues and then had it interpreted myself, and God revealed it to me, then I could receive it. You ought to be shouting right now, because somebody's going to pick this up and start to produce some things. This is real. I mean, I'm just, this is about as big a revelation for me as then I got the revelation of praying in the Holy Ghost and just tongues. This is about as big a revelation to me than I found out that God didn't want me broke no more. Amen? Somebody say, meet. Somebody say, revealing. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, somebody say, yay, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. But if you want to get something, that miracle that you need, everything that I talk about, when I start to say things and different people start to prophesy things to you, those are spiritual things. Those are the things that the Spirit's trying to reveal to you. And you got to start to pull that stuff up and then prompt someone, say, get it in your mind. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Woo! Some people don't know what they have. I'll shut up in a couple minutes and maybe pick it up 3 years from now or something. Let you catch it. Somebody say hallelujah. But some of y'all that are glad about it, amen? You, listen, for what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man. Somebody say, your mind doesn't know. But the spirit of God, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, so you'll know. The things which are freely given us. Y'all probably not hearing what I heard this morning. You've been given the Spirit of God and not the spirit of man on the inside of you, so you can know the things that are freely given you. And you'll never know the things that are freely given you unless you learn to work the Word on the inside of you and start to meditate in the Spirit so the Spirit can start to reveal what's been freely given to you. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! How many of you are glad you already got something? You just don't know what it is. But you can have the Spirit of God reveal it to you. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. We don't have to get up there and just think up stuff and make up stuff and then apply our faith to it. It's already given to us. God said He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Faith is not started when you just think something up. Faith started when God gave you something and He revealed to you what He already gave you. Some said it's revealed to us the things which are freely given to us. Oh, hallelujah. Bible says faith is substance of things, what? Hoped for. Some say you don't have to see it in the natural, but you have to have it revealed to you in the Spirit. Amen. Some say, I'm so glad I got some stuff. Some say, reveal to me what's been given me. Y'all, I got excited about that. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say meet. The things which also we speak, woo-hoo, not in the worlds which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit of the which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things unto spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Somebody say, wow. You wonder why you can't get what God wants you to have. The natural man can't receive it. The spiritual man can. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You're going to stay in the flesh all the time. You're not going to get anything from the Holy Ghost. Because it's got to be revealed to you. And if you're not listening to the Spirit of God, meditating in the Spirit of God, you're not going to be able to have anything revealed to you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Some say, things. Somebody say hallelujah. You ever heard natural people talk to faith people? And that's just stupid. You ain't got nothing. What you believe in that for? That's foolishness. Somebody say hallelujah. The thing your head's trying to tell you is foolishness. Somebody say don't listen to it. It can't receive. Because it can't regard it or hold it spiritual. Somebody say despise. Not small beginnings. See, the natural man despises a small beginning. A small beginning is just a promise. I'm going to get spiritual and get what God has given me. Hallelujah. Neither can he know them, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. Oh, hallelujah. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. How many of y'all are excited about that? Amen. Just do something, anything. Shout. Hallelujah. Just shout. You can get home early, amen, because I ain't pushing nothing. Somebody say hallelujah.
So say thank you, Jesus. So say glory to God. So say so say thank you, Jesus. Did you learn anything just on that little bit? Did you learn anything on that bit? So say hallelujah. So there have been some things that are freely given me. But you've got to have them revealed by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. That's why the world, and that's why religion doesn't want people to get spiritual. Because the devil wants to, he doesn't want them to produce anything. He didn't want you to produce your miracle. He didn't want you to have what God wants you to have. So he's going to try to keep you out of the Spirit. Likes to keep church services real boring. Someone say amen. Everybody thinking, what is this one going to think? What is that one going to think? Amen. Whatever you think anyhow, it's foolishness. Amen. I want to get into what God wants. Hallelujah. Because as much as we can think all day long, it still won't have nothing. Amen. When we can get into the Spirit of God and get a miracle, get a breakthrough, somebody might get delivered. Somebody might get blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't, I will. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual. Listen. He said, listen, I couldn't speak to you in this level. Some say, it's time to grow up. I'm going to get to your stuff now, Brother Rex. Amen. We were talking about this earlier today. Amen. Some say, he could not speak to us as spiritual. What do you mean? He couldn't deal with us on that level where the Spirit of God just starts to reveal things and it just starts to happen in your life. How many would like that kind of realm where you wake up in the morning and all of a sudden there's an impression on your heart instead of fear in your head? So say hallelujah. Spirit of God starts to reveal things. There's a miracle on the inside of you. Go this way. He said, but I couldn't, brethren, I could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Some say, carnal people can't do this. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife, divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Some say walk as men. Say walk as men. In one portion of the Bible, when you break it down, it says walk as mere men. Some say mere men. What is the difference between man and mere man? He said, walk as mere men. What does it mean? You're no different than normal people or so-called carnal normal people. But you're supposed to be a strange and peculiar people, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're not like everybody else. They can't produce things out of the Spirit. They have to live by faith because they can't live by faith. Somebody say hallelujah. You shouldn't be in the same number as everybody else. You should have the ability to speak and have those things manifest what you speak. You know, you don't have to have the same ailments that everybody else has. We can get to the level that we can start to work in faith. Say, this body's the body of God. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't have to go down because the economy's going down. Somebody say, that's mere man. You're not a mere man. You're a superman, superwoman. There's something supernatural about you. God's cheating on your behalf. The Bible says that you're favorite of God. You're supposed to get up always, never be on the bottom, always be on the top. You're supposed to be the head, never the tail. Somebody say hallelujah. There's something supernatural on you. You just don't know it yet. You haven't allowed the Spirit of God to reveal it to you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're an overcomer. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. But he couldn't reveal that to you. He couldn't turn you loose. Somebody say amen. They couldn't put you on the meat and show you the real power that you have in Jesus. You don't know how you're going to act about it. Amen. Some of you don't realize how powerful your words are because you haven't learned to hold your mouth yet. Amen. They gave you a big gun, but they kept the bullets from you. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. There's a bunch of power that God wants to give you. There's a bunch of authority that God wants to give you. But when you walk like mere men, he don't want to give it to mere men. If you acting just like everybody else, you'll do with that power what everybody else would do. Nothing. But when you start walking the way God wants you to walk, somebody say amen. He can trust you with authority. You already got it. He just hadn't revealed it to you. He's not keeping it from you. You already got it. You just don't know how it works. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say it'll be revealed. Somebody say mysteries. He's not going to give you something tomorrow. You've already got it. But he'll reveal to you what you have. Somebody say open their eyes. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Somebody say, thank you, Father. It's right in sync, isn't it? Goes right in sync. That goes right in sync what we've been teaching all along. Somebody say, faith and confession. Running your mouth about stuff. Having the Spirit of God reveal stuff to you and you start to speak what the Spirit reveals to you. Wow! God reveals it to your spirit that you got some finance coming, glory to God. You brainwash your mind with it and start to speak it out of your mouth. Wow, something will happen. Oh, I'm yelling and carrying on in here tonight, amen. 9:15. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I'm just excited about it. Amen. I found out I'm going to be blessed and don't want to be blessed all by myself. Trying to get somebody else in on it. Amen. Who want to go on vacation by themselves? Amen. Look at somebody. Say it works. Say it works. Say it works. Glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to leave it alone. I think that's enough. Somebody say hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, God wants to reveal to you. Anybody hear the same thing I heard tonight? Well, you just scared them in a bad mood. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. You can grow up right now. You can change some circumstances right now. But God had revealed to them unto us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things. The deep things of God knows things are good things. Amen. People get all spiritual about it. Amen. Somebody say things. Say things. We try to get all weird with that and religious. Amen. I'm talking things. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Now we have not received, for we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. Somebody say, we've got the Spirit of God that we might know. The things that are freely given us. You've got the Holy Ghost that you might know the things that are freely given you. Read it one more time. Verse 11. But the Spirit of which is of God, chapter 2, verse 12, that we might know, somebody say that we might know, we might know the things that are given us.
Say it one more time. That's all the revelation that I want to give you tonight. Amen. That means the Holy Ghost wants to tell you that you got some stuff. That one of the jobs of the Holy Ghost that you might know the things that are already given you. Somebody say hallelujah. He's your helper. Sometimes we get blind. The Holy Ghost comes. He's our paraclete. He's our helper. Somebody say the Holy Ghost our helper. Let me help you out. Over there. You ever gone with dumb kids Easter egg hunting? Amen. Stuff right up under their face. Amen. And it takes an adult. There it is. And they going. So it's amen. That's what it is with most of us Christians. Blessing right under our nose. Amen. Miracles right under our face. And we still crying. I don't see nothing. I ain't got no Easter egg. Amen. I ain't got nothing. We just all by ourselves. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, show me what's given me. Notice that after we got baptized in the Holy Ghost and the revelation of the Holy Spirit came in 1970, right after the 1970 revival, you know, there was, of course, 1906 was the Pentecostal revival. And just rolled with that. But then they had that 70s revival where many people just... Do you know there are more Pentecostal, charismatic, tongue-talking Christians in the world than any other Christian faith? Amen. Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled Christians. There are more Holy Ghost-filled Christians on the face of this planet today. Somebody say hallelujah. Than Catholics, than Baptists, and any other... I've read that statistic, and it just blew my mind. They were doing a statistic about Christians. They said Pentecostals and Charismatics are the largest and the fastest growing Christian faith on the face of the planet. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over in China, there's a big revival going on, and just about all of them are speaking in tongues. Over across Africa, they're coming in the 20s of thousands at a time, Reinhard Bonnke, and they come in, somebody say, and they get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, over here, we're unnumbered, amen? But all over the world, they're free. You go to, you think, somebody's thinking, they think this thing over here is just emotional people. I went to Christ for the Nation. They had Korean prayer meet. Korea, you think about some people praying. You need to see them Koreans pray. Oh, they just quiet people. They ain't no quiet people, no such a thing. They pray in tongues so loud, they can't get a mic loud enough to shut the people up to go on to the next thing. They have to have gongs to ring in the building, amen, to get the people to calm down. We're ready to go to the next thing. Somebody say hallelujah. And notice right after that revival in the 70s, how many were in that thing where Catherine Coleman and the big charismatic movement, Dennis Bennett and the Catholics started getting people free, filled with the Holy Ghost and all these other things. Then right after that revelation, we got a revelation that we're no longer broke. Prosperity revelation that we have authority in Jesus Christ. Why? They got the Holy Ghost. Then right after they got the Holy Ghost, they started to find out what they had. That's why they weren't teaching prosperity in some of these churches that didn't teach the baptism in the Holy Spirit, because they couldn't see what they had. When you get the Holy Ghost, you start to get everything else because he starts to reveal it. The lights start to come on. I'm going to leave it alone. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the best gift. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. That's why people get blessed when they get in Holy Ghost meetings. You get in the Holy Ghost meeting and start to shout, all of a sudden a prophetic word coming. I see this. I perceive this. God's about to do this. And there he does it. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost reveals the things that God has already freely given us. Memorize that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. How many want to start to manifest some of these things? How many ever heard this before? How many ever caught this before? I mean, I just think somebody say, this is meat revelation. I caught this morning, was ready to shout. Go get my cat so she could shout with me, amen. She must have read it first. She's been in a good mood for the last 2 weeks, amen. Quote this, amen. Get this on the inside of your spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, which doesn't know nothing, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know. Didn't say that you would know. Somebody say might. What's the difference between might and would? difference is you have the ability to know. Amen? That you might have a right to the tree of life. Somebody say you have the ability to know. Amen. You have strength to know if you exercise it. Somebody say might. So you can know if you want to. Hallelujah. That we might know the things that are freely given us of God. If you don't want to know, you don't have to. Amen. But I'd want to know. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost and get up right where you are. And I believe some of these things start to manifest in your life. And I believe what the Holy Ghost will reveal to you, you'll have in your possession. Say, every one of my needs. Amen. Are supplied by the riches in glory. Hallelujah. God's going to meet every one of your needs. So say they're riches, freely given us. Reveal them, Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or you'll be stuck with what you got in your head. Nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say, reveal it, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Woo! Notice that Emmanuel, he's God with us, revealed in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I rebuke every spirit that comes against the revelation of the things of God on the inside of you. You're a supernatural people. Don't you be stuck in your head. Glory to God. Get in the spirit of the Holy Ghost and start to believe. You're supernatural. The things which you speak will come to pass. Faith works. You got a second chance. Glory to God. You can make it happen. Doesn't just happen for Brother Copeland, Brother Hagin. It'll happen for you if it's revealed to you. It won't take you 20 years of learning either. You just get that revelation on the inside of your spirit. You just keep reading that scripture over and over and over and over again. And you'll get that revelation that the devil will never be able to steal from you again. You'll know exactly where your blessing is. You'll stop looking up in the sky and waiting for something to fall down. Amen? You realize what already came. Hallelujah. But if you're not willing to pray, you're not willing to worship and wait and get spiritual, amen? Amen. You ain't going to have nothing revealed to you. Amen? Hallelujah. You got to believe in the supernatural to see those things start to manifest. Hallelujah. So let's say switch gears and go there. Get in the spirit. It works. Lord, it works. It works. It works. The supernatural kingdom is more stable than this natural kingdom any day. The things in this world are always given the change. Stock market up, stock market down. Bomb the day, bomb not tomorrow. Amen. New president, new this, whatever happens. Things are subject to change. But in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, it's stable. Somebody say hallelujah. Determine in your mind you're going to be blessed. How do you know until you try? How do you know until you try? See, you got to trust those things, you know, and we've only dibbled and dabbled in it a little bit. I've had God reveal things to me in the morning, amen, and then the phone start to ring. Amen, then it start to manifest, amen. God can do that. God knows what's going to happen. He can reveal it so you can get in sync with it, amen. Hallelujah. I had God tell me one morning, go get some coffee, you're about to go meet somebody. And I did, amen. And the time that I met who I had to meet, they weren't usually there at that time. But I did. I was obedient to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Was able to be led. God had revealed it to me in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're so silly. Hallelujah. I mean, the first sale we got because God revealed it to me in the spirit. This one's going to get in the book. I saw it in the book. I went there and it happened. You know, that's a lot easier. You know, we've seen certain people get healed. Hadn't moved that way in a long time. There have been certain times we prayed for people. We prayed for them because we saw it. And we had it revealed to us in the spirit, and then we walked it out in the natural. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have God reveal which house you're supposed to have, then go find the color. Amen? Say, I'm looking for the house that's already revealed to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all have got blessed tonight. It's only 9:30 and I'm done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm going to mess up worship every night. Amen. No, you better not. You'll be in trouble. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. I just heard something real strong when I came that way. Woo, hallelujah. I'm going to say, I can't say it, but he said it already. God swore that he would bless you. Hallelujah. He swore that he would bless you. Hallelujah. Woo. When God swears, you know that the Lord did swear? And whenever he swore, it take blood to swear? That when he offered up Jesus on the cross, that was God swearing that he loved you? They had to cut a covenant to prove that they loved anyone. God swore by the life of Jesus that he would bless you. Hallelujah. Ha. Somebody say, and all you got to do is believe his promise. Hallelujah. You just got to have it revealed to you. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Systems will pass away, but God's word will always be there. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd pray in tongues if I were you. I'd pray in tongues if I were you. Hallelujah. Can't get a teaching on it. Amen. Just let your heart. There's a burning in your heart right now. That's the Holy Ghost. There's a burning in your heart right now. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit right there. You don't have to worry about it. I've already seen it in the Spirit. As I walk right past this platform, I saw something. Amen. Get out of the flesh and get in the Spirit. God's doing something. Amen. Hallelujah. God's doing it. Amen. God is doing it. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Brenda, I'm not messing with you, but I walked by here. I saw you praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So you must be praying on the Holy Ghost on the inside. We were talking about... I walked right by here. So that's easy. No, it's not easy. I saw it in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And I just saw you just going to God. You're going to be bold in God. You're going to be bold in God. Just worshiping God and praising God and calling forth those things that are not as though they are. Amen. Hallelujah. It's all right. It's done on the inside. You're already baptized in the Holy Ghost on the inside. Watch it manifest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That burning on the inside, that's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you just go on and get blessed, everything would be all right. Don't you know what God's trying to do for you? Don't you have an idea what God wants to do for you, but it's spiritually revealed? It's bigger than what you think in your head. My God, man. Glory to God. Get me out of here. You just break loose and go for God. You got a woman that'll go with you. Hallelujah. You don't have to hold on brakes. Amen. She might be waiting for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't got no weakling there. You got somebody burning on the inside with strong faith. God knows what he's doing. You didn't find it. God did it. You're not in control. He is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You just go on and be all God wants you to be and watch the pieces fall together. Thank you, Jesus. Stuff will start to happen you would never imagine in your head, but they'll be revealed to you on the inside, and those things that God reveals to you inside, they'll start to manifest. God wants to do more. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And all you got to do is open up and let the Spirit flow. Hallelujah. All you got to do is open up and let the Spirit flow. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Well, you're just going to have to get blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, I saw something. Amen. I said, that's highly unlike her. Well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Praise God. You just catch a wave and watch what happens. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, my faith is way out there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, I just see the possibility of God. And I see God's possibility. If people can agree with it, things will start to happen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So say, next train. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I saw the Holy Ghost knock you over there. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that strange? Glory to God. Might be what we need sometime, isn't it? I'm not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, all you need is a good old dose of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Just a shout away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Things are starting to be revealed even now. Even now, things are starting to be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. See, I like just to come up and tell you to be blessed. Amen. But I don't know whether you could receive it. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, you can't bless people that are in the flesh, because people aren't blessed in the flesh. Hallelujah. They're blessed in the spirit. Things like that are spiritually received. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, thank God. Isn't that nice? Wasn't that nice? Thank you, Jesus. Which one? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yep. Yep. Glory to God. You're a wild one. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. My, 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 my. Oh, it's working, isn't it? You might just end up getting blessed. Wow. Hallelujah. You, yeah, you're my ande, obretebosande, burukovanikatalabahaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. It's working. Oh, help me. It's working. Amen. It's working. Amen. I'm done. Hallelujah. I'm done. Ain't nothing left to do but be blessed. Ain't nothing left to do but be blessed and stay up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and maybe you'll get something revealed to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Irene is just flowing like water. Amen, honey. He's just begun to do. He's already started to do it. You ought to thank him for what he's already done. Hallelujah. Yeah, girl, go on and do it and watch what happens. Amen. Say good things, huh? Say good things. Say good things. So look at it, say, Mama, we're blessed. Yeah. Say, Mama, we're blessed. It's real. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I believe it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I'm crazy enough to believe God. Hallelujah. If it doesn't seem foolish in your head, it must not be God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God used the foolish thing to confound the wise. Hallelujah. And people wonder why people act stupid in church. Somebody say hallelujah, because he's trying to outsmart your dumb head. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. He gets your head so messed up. Amen. Amen. Because he wants to do it by the Spirit. And the number one way, he'll just mess up your mind. Amen. Amen. So he can do it through the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. See, somebody say the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just pray in the Holy Ghost a bit more. Help you. Amen. I just try and pray that I listen more to the Holy Ghost
and some of this other stuff that's out there. Amen. Some of you that really want to be blessed, you need to pray that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just see the possibility of things to be. Amen. We see the possibility of moves to be, even in this meeting right here. Amen. Amen. But the people's faith, they got to be there to meet you. Amen. See, when Jesus looked at Jerusalem, he said, how I long to take you in my arms, but you would not let me. He saw the possibility. Amen. Hallelujah. But the people's faith, they got to meet God's possibility. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, many people let where they are right now stop where God wants to take them, even in meetings. You ever notice why we set up here and go out there? Because we have certain means at a certain level, and all of a sudden it goes from this level to that level. Amen. Because we're not going to even base our faith what God can do in the next 5 minutes. Amen. Based on where we are right now. Somebody say amen. Say faith moves God quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just go and get blessed, honey. Hallelujah. Don't worry about nobody. Get your own. It might just be just for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My. We just let him come here like through a fire. We let him come through here like a mighty rushing fire. Good Lord. Maybe somebody get blessed tonight. Hallelujah. I know it sounds really weird, you know. Hallelujah. We just let him come through here and just do what he wants to do. I believe somebody get blessed in here tonight. Go and get it over with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The water's trouble. Let them get you good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing. Receive it. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. You just receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. It's a blessing. Just receive it. Glory to God. We're done. If you got to go, go. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing. Just receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You better get blessed big, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you're close by, you can catch it. Hallelujah. It'd be a good one to catch. Don't be afraid of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It'll do you some good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God's been looking to shake the hell out of some of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Some of you need to humble yourself and come in weak so God can do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let the Spirit have its way. Let the Holy Ghost take complete control. Hallelujah. You got to humble yourself every once in a while. Amen. You don't look that good. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Forget all that pride. You need the Holy Ghost to move. Glory to God. Don't worry about nobody else. You just go on and get blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wish they had done it too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on and get what you need from Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I love it. Watch what happens after that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch what happens after that. Boy, y'all living in a hot spot, aren't y'all? Glory, y'all living right near each other, same building. Glory to God. My. You're right downstairs. My Lord. Ooh, my, you're right downstairs. Y'all should get so blessed that y'all can just hoop and holler through the building. Amen. Somebody say, what's wrong with them? Well, you hoop in one place and you're hooping the other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That looks like they're blessed. That's what it's all about.
Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And that joy really does it. I like that. Somebody say, hallelujah. That joy really does it. Hallelujah. Be careful, they might get mad at you for holding up the service. Glory. You done done it now. We were almost out of here, but there she go trying to get blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They're going to put us out of here. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. They might just think you're weird. Hallelujah. Or think you're crazy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they the ones still just waiting. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? What's more crazy? You know, be sitting around there wondering why you're still standing there. Hallelujah. Or be stuck not being able to move because you're being blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then here he goes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Brother Jesse, get on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Benita. How you doing, girl?
All right.
You making it? Hallelujah. How'd you like to get some of that? That's some good. That's rough, isn't it? Hallelujah. Going over and minister to them or something. Maybe you're getting blessed too, huh? Hallelujah. You put your bobby pins in. Hallelujah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to be blessed. Think a little joy will do you good. Why don't you just pray and ask the Lord to give you joy. Just pray and ask the Lord to give you joy. He'll do it. You'll end up better off. Amen. You'll end up better off. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, some of y'all just pray that they cut that joy out. Amen. So you can go on home. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you. We just buying time until they stop that stuff. That don't make no sense, does it? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Thank you. Where did Irene go? Do they do that all the time? The mushrooms would have drug you out by now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man, if I knew a bracelet would do all that, we gave you one a long time ago. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, Rex, I got your ring. It's out in the car. Yeah. Picked it up today. But I came back and you were gone. No, it's not that one. No. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, amen. I got another one for you, a special one. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Crystal, you need a blessing. You really do. It's
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Do you believe you can get one? Do you believe you can receive one? Who do you believe it'll take to get one? Got to wait till Monday? You think God has the power to give you a blessing? Stand up and receive it. Hallelujah. Just ask Him. And say, Lord, please bless me. Say, I need a blessing. I receive a blessing. Right now, I'm going to step out in faith. God is happy. Heaven's happy. And the devil's a real man. Hallelujah. But I'm going to be blessed anyhow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just decided I'm going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Come out of that fear and go into faith and do what God told you to do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I curse the spirit of fear and procrastination in Jesus' name. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're a woman of faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, G. Go on out and get what God has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just enjoy your blessing. By that time, the storm will be over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't stop the blessings of God. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. What you going to do, or anybody else going to do about it if it's time to get blessed? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Waiting to go. Would you do it to bless the people? Huh? Okay. Oh, we're just waiting like everybody. We're just waiting like everybody else. Hallelujah. Sister, okay. Woo-hoo. You're supposed to be sad. Try it, Dean, see what happens. Feel better? Pray for you. I can come back here. You want to stay depressed? No, you ain't going to stay depressed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God for hope, Sister Jesus. I mean, brother. Hallelujah. Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, if the Holy Spirit, well, yes, as soon as she gets up off the floor, we can get out of here. Hallelujah.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You just
pray over everything.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, bless her.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
That's my getting blessed, huh?
Oh, well, okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Feel better? How you doing? Did the Lord reveal anything to you? You just got blessed. Tell all the people you got blessed. Can you? Don't go back down. Hallelujah. Just whenever this stuff goes on, Brenda, just go like this. You know? Just start out real small, you know. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Benita, you still standing, honey? You? Tell somebody you love them. As soon as he's finished moving, we'll get out of here. Hallelujah. How you doing? This is good. Y'all get a reputation. They're gonna stop picking y'all up. But the Lord will make a way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow's Saturday. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Okay. I'm trying to be angry. I'll get you there. Just don't worry about it. I'll get you there, sister. Huh. Ooh. That's what it's all about, getting blessed. Isn't that nice? Just do your part. Yeah, stir it up. Stir it up. Stir up the gift that's in you. Wow. Stir up the gift that's in you.
God. I drive you, sister, if you need a ride. Okay. Hallelujah. Pray for her. Brother D. Beautiful, isn't it? Hey, Gloria. Is Gloria still here, Belle? It's his spirit. His spirit knows. I wouldn't want to go either.